Foundations Lesson Number 9, Joy, Peace, Patience, Part 3. Roman numeral number 3 on our outline deals with the subject of patience. The first thing I want to say about patience is this. Patience has nothing to do with how long you wait. You can wait a long time patiently. You can wait a long time impatiently. You can wait a short time patiently. You can wait a short time impatiently. Patience has absolutely nothing to do with how long you wait. It has everything to do with your attitude while you're waiting. A patient person, while he's waiting, is content and satisfied. He's at peace. He's not perturbed over how long this is taking. He's not bothered in his heart. He's not feeling, come on, let's get this show on the road. The husband who looks at his watch and sees that they should have left home 10 minutes ago and calls to his wife putting on her makeup in the bathroom saying, I'm being patient, would be much more accurate if he said, I'm being impatient. Patience has to do with our attitude while we're waiting. The word used in the original Greek text has no equivalent in the English language. It's makrothumia, from makro meaning long and thumos meaning temper. So it refers to patient endurance or being long-tempered. Some older versions of the Bible use the word long-suffering to translate makrothumia. And that may even be a bit more accurate, but since the word long-suffering is rarely used in conversational English, newer versions usually use the word patience. Makrothumia describes the person who has the power to exercise revenge, but instead exercises restraint. Philippians 2:14 says, do everything without complaining or arguing. If you or I are waiting and we have a complaining attitude, we're not being patient, even if we haven't said a word, because patience is a matter of the heart. God knows if we're being patient or if we're being impatient. Patience is an attitude. So, if you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, and because of that, the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart, one of the evidences, one of the fruit of your being a child of the Most High God is that you'll be patient. You'll be long-tempered. You won't have an attitude of complaining while you're waiting. Incidentally, all complaining is ultimately against God. Since he oversees every detail of his creation, if we complain about some aspect of our circumstance, we're actually complaining about how he's running his creation. So, let's do everything without complaining or arguing, just like the scripture says. The Israelites who came out of Egypt had their journey extended for 38 years because of grumbling and complaining. Proverbs 20:22 says, do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. The mills of God's justice grind slow, but they grind exceedingly fine. Wait patiently for the Lord. Philippians 4, starting in verse 11, the Apostle Paul is writing, he says, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Again, patience is waiting in a state of being satisfied and content. Just as we saw that joy is a result of having good eyesight and peace is a result of trusting God, so patience is a result of having a strong conviction that God's timing is best. There are some things I had wanted to happen much, much sooner than they did. I've had to remind myself, it's never about me and what I want. It's about God and his ways, because whatever he does cannot be improved upon. It's always best. That includes his timing. Impatience says, come on, how long is it going to be? I'm waiting. Patience says, I'm waiting because it's not God's time yet, and God does everything perfectly. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven." Verse 11 of that chapter says, "He, God, has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end." There's no way you or I can improve upon God's timing. And if we think we can, we need to repent of our arrogance. Don't cut off the tomatoes because they're still green. Why? Because God has made everything beautiful in its time. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Isaiah 30:18 says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." Just as we've seen that God is the source of all love, joy, and peace, so also Scripture shows us that God is the source of all patience. He's extraordinarily patient. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." We tend to need patience with slow-moving waitresses in line at the bank, the DMV, or the post office, or with people who haven't yet paid back the money they borrowed from us. But God concerns himself with matters that are much more important. He wants people to repent. That carries eternal consequences. And he does it with great patience. Romans 2:4 says, "Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance?" 1 Timothy 1:16, "But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life." God is extraordinarily patient. Scripture also shows us some blessings which flow out of a patient heart. Proverbs 14:29. "A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly." Those who, because of their impatience, talk before listening only hurt themselves. Proverbs 15:18 says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel." Proverbs 16:32, "Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city." Proverbs 25:15, "Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone." Hebrews 6:12 says, "We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." Rick Joyner has pointed out that, according to this verse, it's necessary for us to have both faith and patience in order to inherit the promises of God. We have a faith movement in the body of Christ, but we don't have a patience movement. Even though patience is required, it's not popular because, unfortunately, people don't like to wait. I've even heard a teaching on how to bring tomorrow's promise into today. The truth is, we can't speed up the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. We can slow them down by not cooperating with God, by not submitting to him, but we can't speed them up. He knows just how long the steak needs to be grilled for it to be juicy and tender. He knows just how long the cake needs to be in the oven so that it's not doughy or dry. Patience acknowledges that his timing is best, that if we had our way, it wouldn't come out nearly as well. I'd like to finish off the segment on patience by reading a few more scriptures. Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. It may take us about 5 seconds to read this verse, so it's difficult to grasp how long it may have taken for David, the author of Psalm 40, to have received the blessing he cried out to God for. Was it 2 months? A year? 5 years? We don't know. But I'm sure we can agree that it's a lot easier reading about it than having to do the waiting. What we do know is that however long it took for him to wait, that amount of time was best for David. The Chinese bamboo is an incredible plant. When it's planted, it produces no visible sign of growth for 5 years. Then, in just a few weeks, it grows to a height of 90 feet. The question is, how long does it take for the Chinese bamboo to grow 90 feet tall? The answer is that it takes 5 years. Everything that took place underground was essential for the plant to be able to do what it did above ground in such a short period of time. Romans 12:12 says, Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Ephesians 4:2, Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And 1 Thessalonians 5:14, And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. I like that. Be patient with everyone. Amen. God bless you all.